Oh, hello, Cecil. Have you got a plan?
Well, hello, Sally. Yeah, I haven't finished it yet, though.
Throw your coat on the chair. Why didn't you finish it, Cecil?
Well, I had to eat dinner, didn't I? Is your uncle here?
No, we have the house to ourselves.
Well, we can finish planning it out together. Here. Here are some flowers for you.
Oh, Cecil, isn't that sweet of you?
There's some my aunt didn't want.
Well, thanks anyhow.
Oh, that's all right. Here, sit down here on the davenport.
All right.
Don't turn out the lamp, Sally. I can't think in the dark.
Oh, do we have to think right away?
You know darn well how important this is.
Oh, all right then. What's the plan to break up the sale now?
Well, I have an idea. It may not be very good, but it's mine.
Oh, it must be wonderful then.
Well, here. Sit down here on the davenport. Take the load off your feet.
Wait a minute. I want to pull the shades down.
Are you going to sit down here or not?
I am. Now.
All right, that's better. Sure your uncle's out?
Positive.
Well, I've got another plan.
I hope it works.
We'll have to take a chance.
What is it?
Don't rush me.
I wasn't.
You were.
I just asked you.
Well, that's rushing me.
It is not.
Don't. You get me all tangled.
Well, what's the plan?
Will you give me a minute?
I've given you two.
You haven't given me time to catch my breath.
Did you lose your breath?
No, but I will if you keep this up.
I won't say another word.
You'll have a lily in your hand when that time comes. Now, wait a minute.
What you got, Cecil?
Well, just some gum. I always have to chew gum when I think. I think faster.
Give me some, too.
Here. Don't take it all now.
I don't want it all. Just one piece.
All right, now. Here, I sort of had an idea. It's like this. Look now. Sally, doesn't it seem reasonable that this Mr. Hatton that's going to buy this door, well, he wouldn't buy it if he hated your uncle, would he?
Oh, I think he would. It's a good business.
Well, if I were sore at anybody, I wouldn't want to buy anything from him, would you?
Oh, I wouldn't even speak to them.
Neither would I. The only thing I'd sell him would be a gold brick.
I wouldn't even sell them that. I'd throw it at them.
Well, look now. Do you think this Mr. Hatton is the type of man that would buy something from an enemy?
Well, let's see. You see, Cecil, I have to think about this a minute.
Well, go into your trance and let me know.
Oh, Cecil, you say the funniest things.
Oh, come on, Sally. Is he?
Yes, I think he is. I think if he disliked anyone, he wouldn't do business with them.
Then it's simple. I know just what to do.
What, Cecil?
Why, all we have to do is make Mr. Hatton and your uncle hate each other.
You mean make them enemies?
Sure. Bitter enemies. Oh, simple, isn't it?
Yes, but how are you going to make them hate each other?
Well, I hadn't thought about that yet.
Well, we better get started.
Well, now, look. What would you hate a person for?
Oh, lots of things.
That's a big help. I think I'd hate a person that insulted me and called me a lot of names, and I had no way of getting back.
Oh, that wouldn't make me mad. Cecil, remember, sticks and stones may break your bones, but words...
Oh, I know that, but just the same. I'll bet it would make your uncle pretty sore if this Mr. Hatton called him names behind his back.
Well, let's see now. Yes, I guess Uncle Thomas would get mad.
Well, it's simple, then. All we have to do is make Mr. Hatton make a dirty crack about your uncle.
Yes, that's right. It's simple, isn't it? How are you going to do it?
I wish you'd quit asking me how I'm going to do everything. Wait till I think of it, will you?
Sir, but I don't see how you can make anyone say anything about anyone anyhow because anyone knows that most everyone says...
Whoa, wait a minute. Boy, you were just slaying words right and left.
Why? What did I say?
I don't know. And I'd have known less if you'd have gone on.
How are you going to make Mr. Hatton insult Uncle Thomas? That's what I want to know.
Well, you see... Well, now look. Oh, I know. Oh, what a plan.
Oh, Cecil, did you think of something?
Did I? And something. Listen, Sally. Do you know Mr. Hatton's phone number?
Yes. He's stopping at the Riston Hotel.
Oh, golly, I hope I can do it.
What are you going to do?
Sally, do you think I could talk like your uncle?
What for?
Well, could I?
Well, how do I know, Cecil? I've never heard you talk like Uncle Thomas.
Here. I have an idea how to make Mr. Hatton insult your uncle, and vice versa.
What's vice versa, Cecil?
Oh, it's Latin. It means everything comes to he who waits. Get the phone book.
Come on, it's in here, Cecil. What's the...
Sally, did you say this Mr. Hatton? Didn't you tell me he was short and a little cross-eyed? Didn't you?
Yes. But, Cecil, you're not going to phone him, are you?
That's the very little thing I'm going to do.
But, Cecil, you don't know him, and he doesn't know you from Adam.
That's fine. I don't want to know him. I'm going to phone him and tell him that it's your uncle talking.
Oh, Cecil, you wouldn't dare.
Who wouldn't? Oh.
Well, what are you going to say?
Everything. For once in my short young life, I'm going to call somebody everything under the sun and sit back and laugh.
Oh, Cecil, I'm afraid.
Listen, when I get through with this Mr. Hatton, he'll think your uncle is the lowest kind of a... came here saying something.
Well, here's the number of the hotel. West 61645. Oh, Cecil.
I want you to help. West 61645, please. Sally, does this sound anything like your uncle?
Hello, this is Mr. Smith talking.
Huh? Does it, Sally?
Oh, Cecil, I don't know. I hope so.
Oh, hello. Is this the hotel?
I want to speak to Mr. Hatton. Yes, Mr. Hatton.
Huh? Sally, what's the initial?
It's A.
Mr. A. Hatton.
Yes, Mr. A. Hatton. H-A-T, hat, like in department store. And T-O-N, like a load of bricks. Hatton. Oh, room number 1377. Thank you.
Sally, he's in room number 1377.
Well, ask for his room, Cecil. Go ahead.
Oh, hello. Hello, just a minute. Would you please be so kind as to connect me with room 1477? Yes.
Oh, gosh, Sally, she's ringing him.
Don't give him a chance to say anything, Cecil. And if he rings back here, we'll answer and tell him to keep still.
Shh, here he is.
Hello, is this Mr. Hatton, this is Mr. Smith talking. Yes, Mr. Smith, the man that you were going to buy the store from. Well, you're not going to buy it now because I think you're a crook. And also, you're a cross-eyed hunk of baloney, and you haven't got sense enough
to call him a baboon, Cecil. That'll make him mad.
You're also a baboon, only not as intelligent.
And you walk like a duck, only not so graceful.
He smiles like a crocodile.
And you look like an alligator. And if I ever see you again and you come into this store, I'll shoot you. And furthermore,
huh? Who?
Oh. Well...
Gosh.
Was he mad, Cecil? Was he?
I should say so.
Oh, fine.
Yes, but I was talking to the wrong room and the wrong man.
To the wrong room? Oh, goodness, Cecil. You shouldn't have said all those awful things.